same country if it don't come from Nashville. Better hit a bell lane, get yourself a good rap deal. Spit with the best, just don't get your cap peeled. But I'm from the Wild West with real women and fast steel. And see my veins, I'ma stick to my guns. Man, I live this all day, lyrics hot as the sun. And don't play your music, but it ain't gonna work though. Nobody wants to hear about them woods and the dirt roads.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
And we're here. And it's the 21st of September, Monday, Hope you guys had a good weekend. As Amy said, we had a ball. We went, it was kind of, it wasn't all pleasure. I had a business deal I needed to go take care of over there that didn't turn out as good as I'd hoped it would. But it might get my foot in the door there for future stuff, so we'll see what happens. And we did have a lot of fun. We went out and shot some sporting clays, and they've got a really, really nice sporting clay range right outside of Henderson, Nevada. And I found out that it used to be the old PMC ammunition plant there. So there is bunkers and indoor ranges and just all kinds of stuff. They have made one heck of a nice range out of that. And this sporting clays deal is, of course, I haven't shot that much sporting clays, but this one was obviously the biggest one that I'd have ever seen. You go, just a second here. You jump in a little golf cart, and the golf carts are set up to be able to put your shotguns. You know, you got a little, like kind of like a Jeep, you know, you got these little brackets that you stand your guns in, and you drive around. There was probably, I took pictures of it here, let me see if I can tell how many there is. There's about, give me just a second, see if I can tell how many stations there were. You get in this cotton picking little buggy, little golf cart, and drive from station to station, and you, let's see, it looks like there is 21 stations, including a five stand deal there. So there's 21 places that you can stop, and there's usually at least three traps at each station, and you can flip through some switches there and get your birds in any combination that you want there. You can do the same one over and over and do whatever you want to. But what you're supposed to do is have one of them be a single and another one be another single, and then a pair of doubles. And I had a ball. That was about the first recreational shooting that I've done much of since 19, I don't even remember. Must have been about 96 was the last time I used to shoot. That was when I gave up, believe it or not, I gave up a lot of sports shooting because very much of it was on Sundays, and that was about the time that I was getting back active and getting serious in the church, so I had to make some hard decisions there. So I quit doing a lot of recreational stuff on Sundays, and my competition shooting went with it. So, but that was the. Let's see, I don't know what in the world is going on here, so stand by just a second. Hang on just a minute, I got somebody trying to call me here, and it's probably important. We'll see how important it is. All right, let's move on here. Anyway, this thing, you drive in a golf cart and you pull up beside it there, it's hotter than heck. I mean, it wasn't really as bad as it has been that I've been over there, but it was pretty warm. And you jump out of your little golf cart and you come up there and you have a card. You guys may know all this, but I haven't shot sporting clays like this ever. The last time I shot sporting clays was, I don't even remember when sporting clays was. And it was a whole different setup. It was back when sporting clays was fairly new. And now you have this, you buy however many birds you want to shoot, and they put it on a card, and you put this card in a little clip on this box in there. The box has a computer in it somehow or another, and it reads it, and it activates that deal, so people can't just sit up there and throw all the birds they want all day long. You can throw as many of them as you want to till your card runs out. So you basically have a credit card with clay pigeons on it. And so they you pull up there, put the card in, turns it on, you activate it, everybody shoots, pull the card out, and then the box is dead. The station is dead. You can't do anything with it till somebody else comes along with an activated card. You drive down to the next one and do it again, and so on and so forth until you get to the end. Heck of a lot of fun. And I fully intend to go back up there again and do that, I don't know, a couple of months maybe. And I tell you, I rented a Beretta 686 to do this. And next time, I think I'm just going to take my old Mossberg, because the 686 was kind of short-stocked, and it has a very long trigger guard on it. It goes to the rear. And, towards the rear, you know, behind the trigger is pretty long. So it was smacking my middle finger. Matter of fact, I've got a spot on it right now about the size of a BB, raw spot. And hang on just a second. I may have some breaking news here. Stand by just a minute. I'll try to keep talking and not give you any dead air. But B2 Basic, stand by. It looks like we may have our Irish friend to be able to take care of that. Just stand by just a minute. We may have some news, a caller call in here in just a second. So B2 Basic, stand down just a minute. We may have something else going on. All right, we'll wait and see here in just a minute. Anyway, the little Beretta beat my finger up real bad, so I will not be hang on just a second. I'm sorry about this, but we may have some what is going on with my... Here we go. Hang on a minute. All right, how about it? You got it there?
I do. I can hear you now.
Okay. Are you with Tampico Scout?
No.
Okay, I need you to hang up for a minute, and I'll get back with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, sorry. Bye-bye. All right, guys, stand by. It's going to be a little hectic here for a minute. Just a minute here. I'm trying to see. Maybe that'll work. All right. We've got somebody trying to call in here. And it's going to be an important deal. If I can just get it to work. All right. How about it? Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Cope.
All right. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. For those of you that are listening out there, we have Representative Matt Shea on the line from Washington, and he's bringing us a live report of what was going on. I was going to get to that here in a minute. B2 Basic was going to call and give us an update, but we have Matt Shea to do that for us. So go ahead, sir.
So we had a rally this evening, which was prompted by the Spokane City Council doing a salutation, in other words, an honor for CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, which is, and in several court documents in the Holy Land Foundation trial specifically, was ruled to be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, a known terrorist organization. So many people in our community felt that was beyond the pale, and especially since it was ruled on in a court of law that these people were members. And so we had a rally in front of the place that the Spokane City Council was meeting, and I think we had about 70 people or so show up, packed out the sidewalk, and also packed out the hearing room on the inside. It was interesting. We gave a very peaceful protest, prayed, pledged allegiance to the flag, and then went through all of the evidence, the documentary evidence, linking CARE to the Muslim Brotherhood and the statements of some of their leaders. And I personally called on the CARE leaders to denounce the statements of the Muslim Brotherhood, the statements of the CARE founder, Omar Ahmed, and in some of these things that, well, just they're outrageous. And for example, this founder CARE said literally that Islam should be the dominant religion. There should be no room for anything else, and essentially implying that Sharia law should rule over America. I can't support that. I know you don't support that.
Absolutely
not. And yet
not.
The city council decided, yeah. So this city council decided to do this salutation. Interestingly, during the protest, as I was speaking, a gentleman began to yell and scream and be mad. Well, everybody else was calm, very peaceful, very polite. This gentleman began to yell and scream that we were haters and bigots. And he was filmed subsequently after that, flipping off the camera and telling the person holding the phone they could shove it up their rear end. And that, to me, shows exactly why we were there protesting this violent, extremist action that this gentleman took, and he was standing with these CARE leaders, and they did nothing to stop him. I think underscores exactly why we need to protest everywhere CARE shows up, because they are not a legitimate organization and are very clearly tied to terrorism.
Matt, how has this happened? How did we get to this point? How is it even possible? This is beyond anything that I can even remotely fathom. It seems like a bad dream. I think any minute you just could say, April Fools in September. I mean, this is nuts.
Cope, it's mind-boggling how fast things are going. I mean, we had, you know, the Bundy Ranch, you know, incident, and then all of a sudden this year, we had the incident in Oregon. We had the incident in Priest River, Idaho, with the Veterans Administration threatening the firearms rights of our veterans. Then we had the incident in Lincoln, Montana. And now we have this thing with CARE being awarded in Spokane, Washington. We get to this point because there are people, elected officials, who are willfully ignorant of the facts. They literally do not want to know the truth, because if they know the truth, they have to act on it, or they will know the truth and they'll ignore it, because that's the easier road. And that's really how we've got here, to these willfully, what I call willfully ignorant loyalists, that refuse to stand for the truth because it might get them unelected. They refuse to stand for the Constitution because it's controversial, which is insane to me. You have the Constitution, the thing that unites all of us, is controversial. And our message tonight was very simple. Sharia law is not compatible with the Constitution, period, and end of story. And the Constitution is the single thing that unites all of us, and that's what we need to stand on, and that's what we did tonight.
And it's not compatible with humanity, above and beyond the Constitution. It's just not compatible with America, period, or decent people anywhere. And I'm amazed that I could see, you know, they've taken over places like Dearborn, Michigan, and what, but Spokane, Washington, you got to be kidding me. Why, you said there were 70 people, why there? Why wasn't there 7,000 people there?
I agree. We were successful this last year in banning Sharia law in our courts in Washington. We were successful in banning Sharia courts the year before that. And yet we have this continued march, and what they were, and part of this meeting tonight involved the expansion of the jurisdiction of local neighborhood councils to have some legal authority. on the same night they honored CARE. So all of us are thinking, well, that means that they want CARE to take over a neighborhood and begin implementing Sharia law in our neighborhoods. And that's how this stuff is happening. It's absolutely, it's not only mind-boggling, it's just insane. It's completely antithetical to everything we hold dear as Americans. And I also spoke about that tonight. I love America. I love the fact we have rule of law and not religious law. I love the fact in America that we live in a republic, not a democracy. I love the fact in America that our women can vote and they can drive and they can wear pretty clothes and put on makeup and not have to worry about that. I love that about America. That's freedom. Sharia law is anything but.
I get tongue-tied trying to talk about this because I'm not. It blows me away. I just can't see how decent, supposedly God-fearing Americans can even remotely. I mean, these people should have been run out on a rail instantly when they just first brought it up. When they come into the courthouse and said, "We're going to do this," they said, "No, you're not. Pat, you better pack your stuff and go on back to wherever you came from. We are not doing that in this town." Astounds me.
It was sad too that we had an interfaith group with Christians that were praising CARE when we have Christians being directly persecuted by the Muslim Brotherhood in the Middle East. That doesn't even make sense theologically, you know, let alone just common sense. And I will tell you that one of the great positives tonight, though, Pope, was we had patriot groups from all over Washington and part of Idaho working together, not only with communications and sharing information, but we had people that, even though they couldn't attend, calling and emailing and literally in the thousands across Washington State and North Idaho and probably beyond that have been helping us. And that was a great positive. Patriot groups are coming together, and especially Liberty for All and Liberty Watch Washington and some of these other great patriot groups we have up here. And the beautiful thing, too, is we've got elected officials that are willing to stand on the line, and thank God for that.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that. And Matt Shea, thank God for you, for everything that you've done. I've been, since Bundy Ranch, I've been, you know, associated with the things that you do and the people that you're with and all that quite a bit. You're a great patriot and a great human being, and I'm honored to know you and have spent that time with you that I have. And I'm going to be really looking forward to seeing you coming down here in October. Hopefully that all still works out okay, and have you come down here and speak at our expo.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you as well, Co. Keep up the great work. Keep up the fight. And I hope everybody listening to your show tonight is emboldened. I hope they're encouraged. It's going to take all of us to be in this fight for freedom and liberty, and I hope we continue to bless God by keeping America free.
Matt Shea, thank you very much for that update. I appreciate you. It was turned out perfect, and we very much appreciate you calling in and letting us know about that. And I'm going to rant and rave and carry on here and be mad for the next 30 minutes. So.
Sounds great. All right, take care, Coach.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. Well, there you have it. Let me get my phone taken care of here. Let's see. There it goes. Okay. Okay. So there you have it. We're gonna have Sharia law, or at least a partial implementation of Sharia law, right here in the good old United States of America, in Spokane, Washington. Well, it's still the United States of America, even though they tick us off a little bit sometimes. But, I'll be back.
Criminal criminals prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
The gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. There are a few rights that man is born with, and it has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane Ram on Saturday, right before the morning light. Came a time I was old enough and I learned about the gun. And every night at supper time, I answered to what I'd done. Hooks today, blood forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. A burning hell before I sail my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be. From whatever country, whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to, please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you. And some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron.
All right, here we are. The that was Matt Shea, representative from, I don't remember what district he's in up there, but Matt Shea is an amazing patriot. He is a man that would walk off and leave his he would sacrifice his job as a representative to support patriots and to support liberty and to support the Constitution and to support religious freedom. He's just an excellent friend, excellent patriot. He's one of the several that I've talked about here several times from Washington, and there's something in the water up there. Has created some great patriots. Of course, we've got some here in Arizona too. It just seems that Washington has more opportunity to get out and prove it there from time to time. Yeah, because of the number of people that are not on our side. But let's take just a minute and Tecto Wolf, you're absolutely right about Oregon, and B2 Basic, you're absolutely right about people allowing it to happen. In some places, they just don't have enough Matt Shays and Anthony Bosworths around to do anything about it. There's a few, you know, but these people are going to have to understand that Liberty for All can't save every state in the Union. People in Texas and Michigan and Florida and North Dakota and California, and everybody, if there's any patriots at all, if there's one patriot, there needs to be a showing at some of these city council meetings and rallies. If you have a rally of one and one, you know, I'll tell you what, when I went to a rally one time in, it wasn't a rally. It was I guess you can call it a rally, but it was a protest. There was about 400 or 500 of us, maybe 6, armed individuals showed up in Otero County, New Mexico, up at, what's the name of that little town? I can't remember. But anyway, it was, I don't know why I can't remember. I've been there 100 times. But it was about logging. The people wanted to log the area. They want to thin it out to save the town. If there's a fire, you've got to thin that out. And these stupid damn liberal idiots in the Forest Service wouldn't allow it to happen. So there was another patriot there, a U.S. representative by the name of Representative Pierce, Congressman Pierce. And he's Steve Pierce, his name. And he was at a rally that I had in Luna, New Mexico. It was 4th of July, I believe, of 2010. I think it was. And I have a recording of that rally. And he told us after it was done that this was going on in Otero County, and to be expecting it. And he said, I don't want you guys to go up there and get thrown in jail because it's not going to make any difference. He said, if they throw a U.S. congressman in jail, that's going to make the headlines. And he said, I will cut down the first tree. And by damn, I was there and watched him do it. I have video and still pictures of him doing that. He had to have somebody help him with the, show him how to run the chainsaw and everything, but he did it. And he cut the first tree down. And, he cut a chainsaw and cut firewood and stuff, but cutting firewood is not the same as falling a tree. If you don't have a few things right and falling a tree, you can kill everybody big enough to die around there. Congressman Pierce cut down the first tree. And after that, a bunch of them fell. And you know what? The Forest Service, with their AR-15 or M-16s, stood by and watched. You know why they watched? Because they didn't want the same thing to happen to them that almost happened at Bundy Ranch. Of course, Bundy Ranch was still 3 years, 4 years down the road, but it was they knew that it was a bad idea to get in there and interfere. And a whole bunch of damn trees got cut down that day. And nothing was said. Because the sheriff was behind us. The congressman was behind us. The entire county, the public was there and behind us. And folks, that's what has to happen. I mean, for crying out loud, do I have to write it down and make a YouTube video of it and show it at Starbucks or something so people get the idea? If you want something to happen, you have to make it happen. You can't sit around and wish for it to happen. You've got to go out and do it. At this rally, where there was three or four, five, however many people there was a lot. I've got pictures of it. There was, listen to what I'm saying now. There was one man there. I forgot the name of his organization, but it's a liberal bunch of greenies. He was the only one that showed up. He was a liberal. He was an idiot. But he showed up. He walked around in the midst of 400 or 500 armed individuals with his little sign telling us that we shouldn't cut these trees down, all by himself. One man. If you're in a place where you don't have enough support to get out there and you don't have a rally and have a big show and the big brass band and the floats and the everybody ranting and raving and waving flags, then get out there by yourself. If you're the only one there, go do it. Get a sign. Maybe, just maybe, there will be one other person in the crowd that would like to have the balls that you do and come over there and join you. Here, let me find a paper sack and make me a sign. Let me borrow your Sharpie. You're probably not going to accomplish anything. But by damn, you stood up. And that's what it's going to take, and it's going to take that everywhere. Liberty for All and some of these militia groups around there, we can't be everywhere and do everything for you. If you want things to change in your area, get off your ass and go change it. Don't sit around in the chat rooms and the Facebook and all these little forums and everything and gripe and complain. Don't sit down at the barbershop, out at the gun range, down at the coffee shop, and complain about the way things ought to be and somebody ought to do something. Don't you dare. If you think somebody ought to do something, then you need to figure out who you are. It's time, folks. We cannot continue to let this country go the way it's going. It is time. If you don't want a full-blown, all-out, absolute, everybody involved, free-for-all war in this country, you had better get up off of it and get out there and try to do something about it. You talk to your congressmen, your representatives, your judges, the cops that you see on the street, everyone else that you see on the street. I cannot stand all these people that have all the time and, well, I was going to, but I had to go fishing, whatever. We haven't got time for all that. You need to put time and resources into getting the word out, getting people involved, helping people to understand. Good Lord. I cannot believe where our country's going. I cannot believe that there are people in this United States that would actively support some of the things that are going on here now. And B2 Basic, you're right about that. And Tecto Wolf, you sound like you're probably the one that that needs to take the bull by the horns out there and see if you can get something going, because mostly the militia. And it ain't just in Oregon, partner. It's everywhere. Everybody wants to be Billy Badass until it comes time to do Billy Badass things. Everybody wants to play Army in the Woods. Everybody wants to dress up in camouflage. Everybody wants to sit and talk about the New World Order and all of this stuff. You know what? All that stuff, it's either going to happen or it's not. And we don't really have time to worry about it. We are assisting, we're aiding the implementation of this by not doing anything. If you don't want it to happen, go out and get some people together. And when there's something comes up in your town, anything, if it involves anything that has to do that is contrary to the Constitution, to the Bill of Rights, to humanity in general, stand up. Ladies and gentlemen, stand the hell up. I said on the other night when Lavoie Finnecom was on the air with me, I said the biggest thing that's keeping this movement from catching on and going somewhere is birth defects. There are too many men born with no spine and no testicles. They cannot and will not stand. They can't stand with no spine. They won't stand with no testicles. That's how that works. We're sitting on a powder keg right now, and it's we've been sitting on it for a while. But I think that I think somebody has inserted a fuse, and it's burning. It's going right now. When that fuse gets to the end, life as we know it is never going to be the same again. It'll get better. But it's going to be a long time. Well, Matt got matches. Huh? Matt Shea peed in my post toasties here for the getting this show on track for what I had intended to do. But I tell you what, I just, folks, I can't stand it anymore. I cannot stand to see the people that sit around and gripe and complain. And then when asked to do something, oh, well, no, we'll beat them at the polls. I mean, no, we can't do that. People might get hurt. I don't want to go to jail. You know what? No, you don't know what. Never mind. I don't know how we're going to turn this around right now. I don't know if there's any possibility of doing it at this late date because we've sat around with our thumb in our butt for so long that we've let it get so far out of hand that I don't know if it's reversible or not. But I can guarantee you one thing. It will never get reversed. It'll never get any better if we don't stand. If you can't risk that possibility of now, I'm not telling you go out and start a shooting war at a protest. I'm not telling you that you should go out and violate certain federal laws that you know absolutely that you're going to go to jail and nobody's ever going to see or hear from you again. You got to think of that risk versus reward thing that I talk about all the time. There's a limit where people that stand and go to jail or even as far as, God forbid, even get killed. They do that and there's a benefit to it and it helps the movement. But there's other times when it doesn't. You have to use discretion. You've got to use common sense. But you still have to stand. All right. Well, let's look at a couple of things here real quick and get out of here. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. But I just want you to know that Liberty for All was one of the few groups. Now, they did have some help up there. Thank goodness that there was a few people very few groups that stood with them. There was a lot more groups that said, I don't think this is not the right time. So to you folks, you can go pound sand. But to the ones that went up there and stood with LFA, God bless you. And we will need you again. Okay, on the brighter side, we look at the, I think I mentioned this the other day, just briefly, there's U.S. federal court has struck down a lot of D.C. gun laws. There are teachers in Oklahoma. There's schools being armed in different places. There's a lot of people, a lot of legislators are starting to wake up, and I am really anxious for this next election. We have, for so long, we've had such a bad taste in our mouth over all these politicians. So many of them have, lied to us, stood there and looked in the eye and tell you a lie, and you, with the right hand, and be doing just the opposite with the other hand. And it has got a vast majority of us to a point where we don't believe anything they say ever. And that's just not the truth. There are some good ones out there. They're just so outnumbered that they are not allowed. You know, it takes people to stand up, like Matt Shea, like Heather Scott, like Steve Pierce, like Bill Scherer. It takes people to stand up, even if you're all alone, to get anything done. And we're starting to see a few of those people come around. And I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I'm probably going to say it several more times between now and the election. Ladles and jelly spoons, you are not going to find any one individual other than Jesus Christ. You're not going to find one man that's going to do everything that you like. You're not going to find one man that has 100% of the values and the principles and the history and everything just like you like it. You're not going to find one man that supports you in everything that you do, or that goes the direction that you think they should in every aspect of politics. You're just not. Now, you can sit around and bitch and cry and complain and moan and groan about voting for the lesser of two evils, but that is absolutely what you're going to do. If you're going to vote at all, you're going to vote for somebody who is the lesser of two evils. Now, that doesn't mean that that Matt Shea is evil, or that Heather Scott is evil, or any of the rest of them. But you're still voting for somebody who does not match every single thing that you believe in. Find the one that is the most on board with what you're doing. Find the one that you think has the most integrity. Find the one that you think will stand. Capiche? If they'll stand, we can work around the rest of it. There's good things about several of the candidates out there. There's good things about Rand Paul. He's not perfect. There's good things about Donald Trump. Quite a few. He's not perfect. I don't care if it is a rigged election. We can sit around and gripe about it being a rigged election, and it may or may not be. It doesn't matter. You still need to vote. Does your vote count? Maybe, maybe not. Let me tell you this. It is not going to count if you don't cast it. There's a lot of things I like about Ted Cruz. There's several of the others that I think are just garbage waiting to be taken out. Chris Christie is nothing but a scumbag piece of filth. He needs to just be removed from office, period. But there are some people out there that have good, not only good intentions, they have good values about some things, maybe not so much about others. But let me tell you, everybody talks about Donald Trump being a showman and making a big deal. You know, that may or may not be entirely true. But I tell you what he's doing right now. He's standing. He's saying things that no other politician has ever got up there and said. Of course, he's not a politician. He's a businessman. And Ben Carson's the businessman. I don't like several things Ben Carson's done, but he has said some good things. But Donald Trump has, like him or not, you've got to agree that he's standing. He's reared up on his two hind legs, and regardless of who it ticks off, he's standing. All right. Well, I think I'm going to go puke or something productive here. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Maybe we'll be on a little happier note tomorrow. But I'm going to get out of here anyway. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. And thanks for joining me.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.